Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident Hempo Sapien, Vivian McPeak, will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition, one interview at a time, and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly Reefer Radio Rebellion as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, entering its 29th year, speaking flower to power, and founded hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book, Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for the show, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is former nursing professional Barbara Gooding, who suffers from a serious pain condition. Those like myself who've been involved in the medical cannabis movement for some time have witnessed firsthand the degree to which cannabis can assist people experiencing pain and managing their suffering. In many instances, cannabis can be used to complement or even reduce the amount of pharmaceutical pain medications taken by someone suffering from chronic or intractable pain. However, we have also heard on this show from several physicians that the medical establishment and institutions in this country are somewhat resistant to the notion that a pain patient should be able to self-medicate with cannabis. Barbara Gooding had a 40-year career as a nurse, 20 of those years as a nursing supervisor. In 2012, Barbara suffered a spinal injury that left her in severe pain from her neck down, and she's joined me today to share her personal experiences as a pain patient negotiating the bureaucracy of the American healthcare system and the reluctance of some doctors to allow patients the freedom to experiment with cannabis in an effort to gain greater relief from their suffering. Welcome, Barbara, to Cannabis Radio.
Well, thank you, Vivian, and all those that are making this happen and those that are listening. I feel very very honored to be here today.
Well, Barbara, I just want to start off by stating that you are really a remarkable person in my experience. You've overcome so much in your life, and I'm just so grateful for your openness to share your thoughts and experiences with us today. Let's begin with you telling us about your pain condition. What is your condition, and how does it affect your daily existence?
Yes. A little over 7 years ago, 2012, I had a freak accident where I broke my neck, just falling out of a bed. Before that, I was very, very healthy. just taking a few vitamins. I was on a baseball team. I was playing tennis every day. And even though I had retired, I was still working at a couple hospitals. I'm going to be 70 this year, if you can believe that. Other than being paralyzed and working really hard to try and get stronger, I'm still hoping to get out of this chair. It started in the hospital with this medicine. I am on so many narcotics, you know, it even scares me, but if I go to the ER or the hospital, they look at it and, you know, the normal person, now that I have built up a tolerance, I don't know if the audience knows what that is, but they barely keep the pain at bay. And sometimes they don't work at all. And I do, you know, this, when it happened, I was amazed at all the people, family and friends, that came forward wanting me to try the cannabis.
Can I just ask, you've been prescribed for your pain a variety of pharmaceutical pain medications. You were originally prescribed meds like Dilaudid and MS Contin.
Yeah,
and those
in the hospital.
And those were eventually replaced by methadone and Valium, which I believe is your current pain management protocol. How have you been responding to that treatment plan?
Well, it was a hard decision for me to make because, again, as a nurse, I knew that methadone, they had found out, was just as bad as the other opiates. It was addicting, and you still go up a tolerance. I had already told myself I would limit. I wasn't going to go up any higher. I was going to try other things, meditation, whatever it took, deep breathing. But whenever I tried myself to get weaned off without doing anything else, I ended up taking more. But with the cannabis, it does help.
Barbara, you're sensitive, I'm sure, to the fact that we're in the middle of what's termed as an opioid crisis. About 130 Americans die each day from opioid overdoses. Methadone, which you're being treated with, is cited as one of the top opioids causing these overdose deaths, about 70,000 deaths just since 2017. Would you like the opportunity to see if cannabis can enhance or even replace some of the pain drugs that you're currently on? Have you tried cannabis?
Yes. And like I just said, I am taking it. Despite when I first went in, we had a discussion about it. What I do is I just stop taking it a few days before I have the appointment with the pain doctor because they do test my urine randomly. But I don't like lying like this. It's degrading. I feel like a drug addict.
Now, let me get this straight. Your doctors told you that you couldn't take cannabis and they're P-testing you?
Yes. Yes.
Like somebody on probation, like somebody who's committed a crime.
It's very embarrassing for me. I was a professional my whole life. You know, I worked first when I was young in the same hospital, very large hospital, from the ground up. After a year there, they were asking me to be in charge of a shift on a very busy medical floor. Then I worked after 10 years there, 8 years in the ICU, along with doing supervising on the side, until they finally asked me to do it permanently. And that was about 20 some years ago, until I retired. But I loved it. I love nursing. And I still haven't told you why, but I think you briefly know that I had another accident.
When you were 4 years old?
Yes, and I just didn't get around to telling you that, Vivian, because that has gone by the wayside. I mean,
But your brother told me, Barbara, and you were burned on 75% of your body at 4 years old.
I was very disfigured. For a while, they were just waiting for me to die. And I want to give a good thanks to Los Angeles. I was Los Angeles Children's Hospital. It was kind of my second home. And I think I started being a supervisor training there, because even as a little kid, I would go room to room, making sure everyone was taken care of, and I'd stay up late because I'm a night owl, bugging the nurses and doctors. I don't remember the incident. However, my younger brother remembers it, and my mother did document it. It happened very quickly, and I don't want to take up a lot of time talking about that.
Did that cause you pain? Did those scars cause you pain as well, Barbara?
Not until I had my accident. Now they're very, very sensitive. And much more painful. It feels like somebody's gripping me, or I'm being strapped down. Very, very tight feeling, besides the nerve pain. Sometimes the pain is absolutely unbearable. Nobody can explain why. But when I do take the cannabis, it does help. But I can't anything out of my doctors being afraid.
We only have a few minutes before the first break. Can I ask you, did your doctors tell you why they didn't want you to try cannabis?
Yes. Roughly, just real quickly, about three reasons that they said no studies had been shown. There wasn't enough scientific data. They were afraid that I was going to overdose, not knowing how much I was getting. And they just sort of brushed it off as no, that was a no-no. Couldn't do it. Period.
And how does it make you feel? You have no criminal history. You have no history of drug addiction. But you're currently being drug tested as if you were a criminal or were on probation or something like that. How does that make you feel?
It's very degrading.
I mean, you're a nursing professional.
I was 40 years straight. Did a lot of doubles, and because of that, in my year early, when my children were young, and I was doing a lot of doubles just to make ends meet, working on all the floors on our oncology floor, they were treating cancer patients, especially on chemotherapy, with a pill, a THC pill, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. But then I did not know when they stopped it. That was in the late 70s, early 80s, and then all of a sudden that got stopped. But
that was
Marinol.
That was Marinol that they were experimenting with.
Yeah, it was in a pill, though. I remember when I did doubles.
Yep, that's isolated THC. And we got to go to the first break. So hold that thought, Barbara. I am speaking with Barbara Gooding, who I'm just going to call a pain warrior, who's fighting to find relief from her pain like millions of Americans and people all over the world. We're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors and come right back with our second segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Dazed and Infused. Join sugar industry expert Latham Woodward for a happier hour each week for a lively and often hilarious discussion on the infusion of cannabis into food, beverages, and life. Explore exciting new culinary landscape trends with fascinating friends and guests who are leading the industry into the uncharted mainstream. Discover curated menus, enhanced cocktails, and live tastings. Life's a little sweeter here on Dazed and Infused. Elevate your every day with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take-anywhere treat. Fetch your earbuds and stay tuned for some pure pet care conversation.
Hi, it's Angela Ardolino with It's a Dog's Life, and I have Hernanda Umana joining me. We're just both so fascinated with how much we've learned since we've been in this pet industry and creating an all-natural product.
Because it's a dog's life.
I am a huge fan of my guest today, Dr. Bob Goldstein.
I have, in my experience, not seen many natural substances produce the results that CBD is producing in the animals that we are testing on.
It's a Dog's Life with Angela Ardolino, only on Cannabis Radio.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Hemperer of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Hemp Present with Barbara Gooding. Barbara, in your 40-year nursing career, had you ever been assigned to patients who were in the hospital being treated because of their use of cannabis was causing harm to their health?
Never, not once. Especially as a supervisor, where I was a working supervisor. I was never in the office. I was always making rounds or in the ER. Never once in 40 years of nursing did I ever see that. However, I did see just about everything else. And as a matter of fact, I would drag my kids when they were of age. When I was working in the ICU, I would drag them through and I would say, this is what happens when you smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol in your life. So none of them smoke. Occasional wine. You know, my oldest daughter married a French winemaker, but I wanted them to know how dangerous, cigarettes and hard alcohol, and compared to the cannabis, but there was never, ever, not one instance in 40 years did I ever come across any side effects of the cannabis.
So are you trying CBD for your pain?
And I didn't answer the meds you'd asked me what I was on. And it is horrendous. I started in the hospital with 2 milligrams of Dilaudid, which really put me out. But then that, as I built up a tolerance, they increased it to 4. And then when I was discharged and I was still complaining of my muscles being tight and the pain getting worse, then they started the Valium as a muscle relaxer. And then once I was hospitalized, because one of the strong pain medicines they were giving me put me into renal failure, and it was an anesthesiologist that suggested the MS Cotton. And so all of a sudden, I was on these three hard medicines. And every time I would tell the doctor, we're going in the wrong direction here, all they would do was write for another medicine.
And can we just point out that? I just want to point out that Dilaudid, which is hydromorphone, and MS-Contin both have a high risk for addiction and dependence. They could both cause respiratory distress and death when in high doses. But your doctors are afraid to put you on cannabis because you might overdose.
Yes, and for me, they don't do anything at all because I have built up such a tolerance over the years. I've been on these three hard drugs now for at least the last 4 years. But when I go to the hospital or the ER, they just, you know, like I say, I wish I wasn't on any of them. I never took anything before, and I want to get off of them. And the cannabis works. And I don't know. And I only do the edibles because my lungs are compromised because of my paralysis. I want to keep my lungs strong. So I just, but I haven't, even though I have a card, like I said, my family and my friends think that even one of the supervisors, they all came out of the woodwork and they were using cannabis and they were saying, here, try this, here, try that. And so that's how, you know, I found that it was helpful. So what I do is I take it at night mainly, and that helps me get through the night because I have no caregivers during the night. I have to limit my caregivers to just a few hours a day, even though I'm completely paralyzed. And that's the other feeling like a rock between a hard plate, Vivian, is that because I worked on my life.
Yeah, you worked all your life despite the physical and emotional scars that you endured. Now you're disabled. You're unable to earn a living. Do you qualify for medical assistance to pay for all these expenses?
And see, that's the problem. Because I worked all my life, my Social Security and my pension, that's all they ask. And then they say, sorry, you make too much. And I say, but what about my caregivers I need? And they just say, sorry, you make too much money. You're not going to qualify.
Wow.
And so this is, it all comes out of my pocket. And so I limit the caregivers to just, you know, a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon, and a couple hours at night to help feed me and, you know, get me up and get me back down. I moved down, you know, originally I was born in Los Angeles. We lived in Orange County. That was because of my mom grew up in Los Angeles, but my dad was from Washington State. And so when I was 12, we all moved up there. And I guess you did too. But in 1962, when the World Fair was going on, was when we moved to Bellevue, and that's when it was all woods. But now, you know, because now it's all, well, you know how it is now. It's like everything else. When we moved
I was
there,
actually, I was at the World's Fair, but I was very young. You know, Barbara, can I ask you, I've been to your Facebook page, and in all the pictures, you're flashing this beautiful smile, despite everything you're dealing with. But you must have some dark days too. You know, what keeps you going?
I love life, Vivian. And because of my burns, I have taken nothing for granted. Every day, I still tell everybody, even though my life has been turned upside down, it happened during the year, my happiest. I'd never been happier. It was the first time, you know, I had started planning. I was going to plan to play tennis till I was over 100 years old and be a grandma to all my grandkids, because now all four of my children are starting their new careers. They all have a boy and a girl. So I now have 8 grandchildren.
Wow.
And it saddens me that this pain really keeps me from doing what I want to do. And that's to exercise and get better. And I'm still hoping to get out of this chair and to walk again, just because I do have feeling. Unfortunately, it's just the sensory. It's not the motor neurons yet. But when I practice, when I'm not in a lot of pain, I do get stronger.
And we need to go to the next.
That doesn't give up.
That is very obvious. We need to go to the next break, Barbara, so hold that thought, and we'll be right back with our final questions. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
The cannabis industry is growing almost as fast as the cannabis and hemp being planted and harvested. Where, when, and how fast will the cannabis and hemp industries continue to climb? Who will be the people leading the charge into that promised land of profit? Let's pursue those answers and more with the Plant Profits.
Welcome to another episode of Plant Profits. I am Bert Miller, your host. As you guys know, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry.
Plant Profits, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
The cannabis industry is evolving at a radical pace, progressing toward the green peak. Each week, join Richard Zwicky, a cannabis visionary and entrepreneur, as he interviews experts from around the globe to discuss updates and evolutions in the world of cannabis. The Green Peak with Richard Zwicky.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back to the final segment with Barbara Gooding. Barbara, we still have a couple minutes left in the show. Is there anything that you would like to add that hasn't been covered? I hear that you're working on a book.
I am working on a book. Having a second accident has complicated things. Because, you know, what I'm dealing with. But if anyone wants to be put on the list of the book or the film. The email address is BarbaraGoodingMedia@gmail.com. And Vivian, in closing, I just again want to say thank you for having me speak, because it is a very important problem, this opiate crisis. all the people that are in pain. You know, it's hard because you can't see pain. But people are in pain. People are dying. And, you know, other people like myself who feel so alone, you have given us a voice, Vivian. I want to say thank you to that. And specifically, if there's any medical personnel listening, to listen to their patients. Hear what they have to say. You know, with the narcotics being so toxic to our bodies, why aren't we doing more with the cannabis? And we just have to keep trying. I think little by little, I know I grew up in Seattle, raised my children in Bothell, and then moved out to Port Angeles. And I had a beautiful life. It was the happiest I'd ever been, Vivian. And this has given me a voice of what you've done for the whole world.
Well, Barbara, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and speaking your truth. You're such a beautiful person. And on behalf of all of us at Cannabis Radio, I just want to wish you the very best in your quest for relief and healing. And thank you once again for sharing such an important story with us. You take care, okay?
Well, and thank you, Vivian. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it gives us a voice. No one should have to live in constant pain.
Completely agree.
And be afraid to tell their doctors that they're using cannabis. That shouldn't be the way it is.
And you take care. I gotta go, Barbara.
All right, Vivian. Thank you.
You bet. I'm gonna get to a weekly feature, Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio, and that's the quote of the week, and here it is. Imagine smiling after a slap in the face. Then think of doing it 24 hours a day. And that's Marcus Zusak from his book, The Book Thief, referring to living in constant pain. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special hemposapien on our journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Till then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out. Marijuana.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.